From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. And the price of a barrel of oil rose 30% in the past 6 months, which is great for Exxon and Chevron, both of which report quarterly earnings this morning. But while it may be a good day today, these companies have one eye on the future. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
After years of getting hammered by falling prices, the oil industry is back. Producers are more efficient and production and prices are climbing. But Jeremy Weber, an economist at the University of Pittsburgh, says there are so many variables affecting costs that companies see the future differently.
Because of the amount of uncertainty surrounding that information, what it means for oil markets, they might do very different things.
Like doubling down on drilling or turning more towards renewables. Samantha Gross is an energy policy analyst with the Brookings Institution.
A lot of them are really thinking about what their future should be. Are they oil companies or should they transform to becoming energy companies?
Mukul Sharma is an engineering professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He says change will come slowly. Commitments have been made.
The fact that Exxon has doubled its capital expenditure plan reflects the fact that they have growing confidence that the price of oil as it stands today is sustainable over the long haul.
And domestic production recently surpassed 10 million barrels a day. A record. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.